Sudan stands at a crossroads as nationwide protests against President Omar al-Bashir drag on for a second month while he refuses to step down. The demonstrations were triggered in December by a government decision to triple the price of bread. They have since mushroomed into an outright rejection of Bashir's three-decade-old rule. Officials say that 30 people have died in protest-related violence, while rights groups put that figure to at least 51. Sudan has had two successful revolutions thus far, with the opposition hoping this latest challenge will be the third. I caught up with one of the leading figures of the Sudan People's Liberation Movement, Yasir Arman, who says there is no going back from the streets.
There is no future under this regime. So what has taken place, it is as a result of the accumulation of the repression of the last 30 years.
What does Sudan need to do to move forward? How do you see the situation panning out?
Well, we see there is a chance, there is a great chance for the renewal of the countries, renewal of the political life, for a new socio-political, cultural dispensations. There is a chance that to depart and to change directions and to have a new blueprint where we can build a country that celebrates diversity, women's rights, youth rights, and contribute to normalizations with the region, with the international community. Instead of sending our people as an immigrant to Europe, we give ourselves space inside our country. Sudan reached the point of no return, and definitely the Sudanese people are going to make it into change.
Is the President Omar al-Bashir part of this new blueprint, or is it time for him to go?
Well, it's time long for him to go. President Bashir clinically is dead now, and it is only a time of when to have the burial and the funeral. For him, he's wanted by the ICC. He has no future. He jeopardized the future of Sudan. He divided Sudan into two countries. The political Islam is threatening the unity of Africa. It doesn't recognize diversity. It doesn't recognize women rights. It doesn't recognize social justice. Doesn't recognize the democracy. So Bashir has no place in the future of Sudan. He has to leave the youth to build their future into a new country and a new Sudan.
Speaking about the youth, I believe there were comments from the president a few days ago. He was reaching out to young people, calling on them to seize this opportunity to reform Sudan and to be part of this new wave of change. So he's saying young people have a role to play, and he's now trying to connect with young people. Is this not a good thing? The president is trying now to show that he cares?
No, on the contrary. The president is killing the youth in the street. This is a lip service. They are peaceful protesters. And he's using live bullet against them. He killed more than 52 and wounded hundreds of them on the street. And he doesn't recognize their constitutional rights. And he is imprisoning now more than 2,000. Most of them are youths. So it is just a propaganda. It is just he doesn't mean it. He has been doing it for many years. Bashir is now a shadow of the past. If he could do anything, he has to step down honorably and leave the country to have a new future after he divide this country and after he repressed women youth for many, many years. He is only one person who ruled Sudan for 30 years and who did not accept a peaceful exchange of power.
And what would you like to say to the international community? So you've come here to France to sort of remind us why you're here. What is your message to the international community?
Well, yesterday in UK, I met the special envoy of UK for Sudan, South Sudan. Today, I met the French envoy for Sudan and South Sudan. We are very clear. One, we need an international investigation into the killing, and we need them to put pressure to stop the killing, and we need them to recognize the need for change in Sudan and the right of Sudanese people for democratizations and peaceful exchange of power. Business as usual is not possible. Also, there is a coming human rights meeting in Geneva. We want Sudan to be taken to item 4 and to appoint a rapporteur and to support the basic demand of the Sudanese people for Bashir to step down and to have a new democratic interim period in Sudan with the participation of all the political forces.
Omar Bashir, he may be contested at home, but he still has a lot of support abroad, notably from Qatar, from Egypt, even South Sudan. Mediators there are relying on him to help finish the peace deal. Do you think these regional actors and international actors are ready to forsake al-Bashir for the Sudanese people?
Well, Bashir is the main source of instability, whether in South Sudan or in Sudan itself. He is the one harboring wars in Central Africa, in Libya, and in other places. Sudan can only have stability if Bashir is out. Bashir is wanted by the International Criminal Court. He cannot visit Paris, he cannot visit Geneva or Brussels or New York. Therefore, he cannot add any value to Africa. And then Bashir, his rule is based on the political Islam. Africa is a very diverse continent. Political Islam is what is doing in Nigeria, which is one of the biggest African countries, with Boko Haram. It is one dividing Libya and Somalia and other part of Africa. The African, they have to recognize the fact that political Islam poses danger to the unity of Africa, and that General Bashir is a source of instability. Again, I would like to mention that our revolution in Sudan is very different from Syria, from Libya, and from Iraq, because it is anti-political Islam, and also the democratic national forces. It is a peaceful struggle. We are against using any arms in these revolutions. It only we use our people and their aspirations to effect change in Sudan.
Do you think it will be enough to overthrow the government?
Definitely. This is not the first experience. As you know, the Sudanese people, they overthrew the first dictatorship in 1964 of General Aboud. In 1985, Jafar Nimeiri overthrew him through a revolution and uprising. This is a shared experience. We are determined, and there are thousands of youths in the street, and we will give a shining example to Africa and to the world that we are able to bring our life back into democracy, into respect of diversity, equal citizenship. Sudan is a continent. Sudan represents a small Africa, and it deserves better than what Bashir provided for the last 30 years.